from high above ringside at T-Mobile Arena in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Sunday, April 14th, 2024, and this is Vegas Golden Knights Hockey. As it comes around to the near side, it got tipped in, right circle, Rantanen shoots, save. Down in the butterfly with the stop in the pads for Aiden Hill. Steered back out by McCarr, far side. Colorado coming in on the left wing. Miles Wood blows a tire, but they score from the left wing side. And Colorado takes a 1-0 lead. Well, Miles Wood back in the lineup, been out the last few. His hard charge on the left helps create this play. And with 7.5 minutes gone by in the first period, Colorado has a 1-0 advantage. Just beat Aiden Hill, didn't have that post seal on his blocker side.
Yeah, Aiden had made two really good saves on the last trip down the ice, and then this can't go in. It's a sharp angle leaker. It hits him and bounces in, and Aiden drops his stick and realizes that he's let a soft one in.
Dorofeev left circle. Dorofeev goes around behind, dropped it in front, off a skate, off a stick, it's loose, and now Georgiev covers it up. Tomas Hertl on the doorstep. Lekkonen tried to chip it in front, could not. Regroups on the right, McKinnon feeds to the slot, a drive, score! Kel McCarr walks in, beats Aiden Hill on a pass out of the right corner by Nathan McKinnon. 2-0 Colorado. Top line producing for Colorado after it was their third line getting the first goal. Here he is again, got the pass from Drouin right to the middle. Sprawling save by Hill. With Lekkonen parked in front, got the dish across the crease from Nathan McKinnon after an impressive play out high by Jonathan Drouin to create the play. Tipped out by Dorofeev. Stevenson taps it for Hertl, charging in one-on-one. Hertl to his backhand, shooting, saved by Georgiev.
Hertl wants a penalty. He's saying to the referee, he hooked me. The referee says, uh-uh.
Colorado has the game's first power play. They were 0-for-1 in their last game, shutout loss against the Jets. Had 67 power play goals on the year. Knights clear the zone as the clock runs out. 20 minutes in the books. Colorado scores twice. They do so in a span of just about 3 minutes. Let's go downstairs now. Ben Hutton standing by. Hey, Ben, Dan and Gary up in the radio booth. Thanks for coming by. Your thoughts on today's first period through 20?
Hey, guys. Yeah, obviously they got a couple early ones in the first there. So, you know, we got to bounce back, have a better second and third. You know, maybe a standing, a couple offensive zone shifts, and we'll be good.
What's the chatter like on the bench?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're obviously a good team. We know they're going to get their looks. They got some star power over there. So it's just, you know, containing that, trying to take away time and space and doing our thing, getting to our game.
We talk about getting to your game and building your game. What does the Golden Knights game look like to you when it's at its best?
It's, you know, all four lines, all three sets of D. You know, I think we're a deep team. We can all play at any given moment. And, you know, it's just this rolling it over the bench and moving on for the next shift.
When you think about, Ben, having clinched a playoff spot here, still three games to go, what's it like here knowing that the dance is coming?
Yeah, that's the main thing. You know, the dance is coming right around the corner, so we want to be at our top of our game when we get there. So it's, you know, doing all the small things and making sure we're at our game.
Ben, thanks. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Knights take the puck away on the far side. Penalty over. Dorofeev out of the box. Carlson gets it to him. Dorofeev shoots. Head save. Used the referee as a screen. Chris Lee could not have been in a worse position.
Yeah.
Vegas gets the faceoff control. Hutton gets a point shot. Score! Dorofeev setting it up. Out high. Tomas Hertl in front. After the Hutton shot. Was it Hertl or Hutton? It looks like Hertl. With Hutton in tow, Vegas within a goal. 2-1. Colorado in the lead. Ben Hutton with a well-placed wrist shot. Tomas Hertl got a piece of it in front. And with that, the Knights have life. Yep, it went off of Hertl. He was trying to play it with his stick, Gary. It looked like it might have got off his arm right by his left hand.
Yeah, I wonder if Colorado's going to challenge this, Dan.
Hertl was buzzing through the top of the blue ice, but he was well above the crease. They're looking at the tablet on the bench.
Yeah, they're going to challenge.
Yeah, you know, you see Georgiev push away above to the top of the crease into Hertl.
Colorado is using a coach's challenge for goaltender interference.
Oh, I don't see that at all.
No,
I don't see that at all. Yeah. He's not in the blue ice. Georgiev is way out.
Right, he is trying to walk around, skating in a circle around the blue ice. So he starts deep on the left side of the crease, tries to trace the outside of the circle, and Georgiev has pushed out. And he's almost initiating the contact himself.
Yeah. If that's in the blue ice, that's a good challenge.
Yes.
It's in the white ice.
Right.
He's allowed to be there.
Here comes referee Chris Lee with the announcement. Goal or no goal?
The coach's challenge by Colorado is deemed there was goaltender first because we have no goal.
Yeah, I think that's just not right. There's contact, but that's not, as you outlined quite well, Gary. It seems to me that is the area with the review that is the hardest to adjudicate consistently.
I've got a response from Toronto, Dan. They said we had a hurdle with initial contact on pad increase, followed by contact with the elbow. They get more looks than us. We did not see it that way, but that's their explanation.
Okay. They're the experts,
and
they made the call. Doesn't have the same offensive skill set that Barbashev has at this level. Here's a centering try, redirect, Rantanen score. From high on the right to the left side of the crease, Mikko Rantanen redirects it home. Goal 41 and a 3-0 Avalanche lead with 7:10 to go in the second period.
Turnover at the offensive blue line is painful, and then Rantanen is allowed to stand all alone over on the far side, and he just beats Hill.
It looked like some of the Golden Knights forwards were unsure who to cover, where, and how.
Yeah.
Marchessault and Cotter both went for the guy with the puck up top, and that left the defenseman outnumbered down low. Strips the puck from Hague. Now a drop pass and a shot blocked from Lehkonen. Out high, and a pass left blocked out of the zone. Here come the Knights. Barbashev with Kolesar, and Barbashev, not anticipating Kolesar's movement, basically gave it away. Back in on the left, Duhaime. Centering, tipped, kicked away. Right for Theodore. No room. He's got two men in front of him. Pass goes to Eichel, right circle. He shoots, save. Rebound, Cotter. Stopped by Georgiev. Out to the far side. Theodore reaches. Keeps the zone momentarily. Tip to the right. Eichel in the right circle. Tap back. Theodore has ice. He shoots. Save. And Georgiev covers. From 25 feet out. Great look for Shea Theodore. Striding through center with 18 seconds. Passes right. Hurdle takes it off the right boards. He centered. Oh, a great save. Georgiev on Dorofeev. And it's out of the zone. 9 seconds. Whistle for icing.
What a pass from Hurdle.
Neutral zone draw. Face-off win for the Knights, but that'll do it for the period. 3-0 Colorado after 40 minutes of play at T-Mobile Arena. Kolesar tied up there. Remember, he's got goals in each of his last two. Barbashev gets it behind. Power move. He scores. Backhand. Gets the Knights on the board.
Little carrier there, right there, Dan. Power.
Got the puck in the trapezoid, and there was really nobody checking him. Came to the near side left wing, so he was facing the back of the net when he accelerated. Had the puck on his backhand. Thought maybe he'd try the short post wrap around. No. Makes the power move across the blue ice and jams it home by the left skate of Georgiev inside the long post. Dorofeev there with Theodore. Dorofeev top of the right circle, reels it in, hands it off. Carlson shoots up the post and home! William Carlson, long post and in for a power play goal! Vegas within one, 13:25 to go in regulation. Barbashev earlier, now Carlson on the power play. 29th of the year for Will Carlson. And the Knights are within a goal after trailing 3-0 going to the third. MacKinnon hands it off. Drew into the slot. He shoots off the bar. No! Near side, it's Carlson to clear the zone. Theodore sets up Jack Eichel, curling back in front of his goaltender. Turns up ice through the center logo. Right wing cuts into the zone. He shoots. Blocker save. Rebound hopped right through Paul Cotter in the left circle. And the Knights outnumber the Avalanche deep in the Vegas end. Drouin flushing out Whitecloud. Zach fires ahead, connects with Brett Howden, slides it left, calls it in, he scores!
Johnson took it 5 feet inside the line. Fired top left corner from just inside the left circle dot. We've got a brand new hockey game.
Theodore gets it on the righty. Just barely lost control. It's cleared down, and that'll do it for regulation. 60 minutes, not enough. Vegas trailed 2-0 after one, 3-0 after two. They storm back to force overtime. 3-3 through 60 minutes on this Sunday afternoon on the strip. Barbashev, Carlson, and Carlson again to make it 3-3. And the Knights will start overtime with a 4-on-3 power play for a minute, 49 seconds. Eichel in the circle, delays. Hanifin, one-timer, off the pipe and out! Hit the right post. Faceoff win for Hurdle, right circle. Hanifin walks out high. Passes left, Eichel, top of the left circle. Toward Marchessault at the goal line, broken up by Makar. Marchessault gets it back, left wall for Eichel. Half a minute on the power play. Eichel scores! Top of the left circle, Jack Eichel!
What Kelly McCrimmon brought him here. And McCrimmon's description to Hurdle, what he made the trade for him was, if you can be as good for us as you were against us, everyone will be happy. Well, that's Hurdle right there, out front, not in the crease, just on the edge of the blue ice. Great hand-eye, little tip, and Georgiev allows four. Three in the third and one in OT. And the Golden Knights get the win.